Ephesians 2, let's go back there. I'll start at verse 8 through 10, very popular verses. I may even preach some more this next Sunday, to be quite honest with you. But Ephesians 2, this morning we talked about in verses 1 through 3 our past state in sin. We were a mess. How many of you know you were a mess? You say, I just as a five-year-old kid, you still was a mess. You was just as wicked as I was. And just sin hadn't took as much toll on you because you hadn't been in it long enough. But you had the same capability as a drunk, as an outlaw. You ought to be glad for the mercy of God if you've been saved at 5, 6, 7 years old, never had to face liquor or any other vice. Somebody say amen. And then verses 4 through 7, we talked about our present standing through salvation. We're standing in grace. We are positionally righteous. He has imputed his righteousness to us. We're sitting in heavenly places. He loved us. He lifted us. We're children of God. But tonight, in verses 8 through 10, I want to talk about his purposeful showing of sanctification in our life. And look at these verses, if you will. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But we are his workmanship. Well, that's where I'm going tonight. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I want to talk tonight on this last point, the purposeful showing of sanctification. Verse number 8, he said he revealed grace to us. Dear sinner, if you're here tonight, there's only one way to be saved tonight, and that is by grace. Amen, through faith. You weren't elected to be saved or lost. You get saved because you hear the word. You get saved because the sweet Holy Ghost convinces you of that and convicts you and gives you a desire to be saved. If you got a desire to be saved, you got to get saved now before it's too late. And then in verse 9, it's a received gift. Thank God. It's by grace, but it's a received gift. God said, I'll give it to you. You can't earn it. It's not by works. It's not by anything you can do. Isn't that the way we all are? Somebody help me preach. We think we got to do something. You can't do anything to be saved. Somebody help me preach tonight. You're hellbound. You can't do anything. Church membership won't do it. There's a lot of church members that's going to hell. Somebody help me preach. I'll deal with that more in a moment. There's a lot of people not saved. But it's by faith. And by the way, salvation's a gift, but faith's not a gift. And faith's not a work. You said, what is faith? Faith. Faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Faith's produced by the Holy Spirit when he comes upon you. And then you get saved the moment you receive Christ. How many believe all that? That's how I got saved. I know the Calvinists said, well, You Baptists, some of you Baptists believe you just accept Christ in your heart and that's it. Well, it is.
Amen. Amen. Thank God.
What is?
Yeah.
That's how I got it.
Amen.
I wasn't predestinated for it.
Amen.
I had a choice. Holy Spirit dragged my soul before God, and I saw myself a sinner and saw myself lost, and I received him by faith. What I really did, I rested my life in him. If I'm going to heaven, it's because of him. And if I don't go, it's because of him. Somebody help me. That's good preaching. Even if I am doing it. Then I want to talk thoroughly, and this is what my message is tonight. If you have been saved by grace, right, and you have received the gift, then there it should and will result in growth. Somebody help me preach. It will result in growth. There's something. If you see a baby that doesn't grow, then most likely that baby had some kind of problem, right? Had some kind of difficulty. But see, that just happens because we're in sinful bodies, and that can happen. You can see that phenomenon happen. I don't like to see, I hate to see that. But I want you to know something. Every person that God saves, that salvation is perfect. And that birth is perfect. And there's nothing to hinder you from growing in Christ because God's salvation is perfect. Somebody help me preach. Y'all with me? Now I want to show you a few things tonight. First of all, about this resulting growth, I see a sovereign display. Look what it says. For we are his what? His workmanship. A sovereign display. We are his workmanship. I want you to know something. That word workmanship. Can I slow down? Is that all right? Let me give you what that word means. That word means you are his masterpiece. Yes, sir. You are being drawn by God and painted by God. Woo! And when it's all said and done, and we're in heaven, in his great place, you'll stand as a masterpiece. Finished by God. Painted by God. Amen. And it will be wonderful. Amen. Somebody say amen. See, I see a salvaged position. For we are his workmanship. Somebody say it. I am his. Everybody in the church say it. I am his. Do it again. I am his. Glory, if you're his, he's going to make something out of you. You know, my painting's not being painted by Michelangelo. He has flaws. My painting's being painted by a sovereign, wonderful God with a wonderful plan for your growth. Somebody help me. And then I see a supernatural demonstration, number two. Look at it. For we are his workmanship. I like this. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Woo! Hey, what God does, he doesn't use social programs, a 12-step plan. His grace is sufficient to change anybody. Somebody help me. It comes through a Savior's work when his blood was applied to your life. And it comes through a Spirit's work when the Holy Ghost regenerated you and transformed you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. Glory to God. Woo! God thought it. Jesus bought it. The Holy Spirit wrought it. And I caught it. Whoa! That ought to make a Presbyterian shout. If any man be in Christ, he's what? See, what happened to you when you got saved? You got a supernatural demonstration. Every person that gets saved, it's a supernatural work of God. It's not of you. It's not of works. It's not of your goodness. It's a God that worked the work of salvation. How many believe that? Now I'm really getting serious. Some of you probably didn't. You thought I couldn't preach this in 20 minutes. I can. I can do about anything in 20 minutes if I try. Then thirdly, I want you to notice this. I have a specific design. Look what it said. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. A specific design. Now, let's go back. None of you were saved by one work. Right? Am I right? Somebody help me, am I right? However, when God saves you, it produces works in you.
Yes, amen.
Now, I'm going to step out on a limb, okay? I think I'm on a sturdy limb. I'm not a judge, and I'm not your judge. But I want to say this to you. There's a bunch of professing Christians. Now listen to this carefully. I wrote this down. That are not producing any fruit. And I say, how is that? If you're saved, he said you're going to produce fruit. Amen or amen? Now listen to this carefully. And I know Christians like this. They are frustrated in their sanctification. Let me share what I mean. There's some people that says they're saved that has not got delivered yet from their pornography, their alcohol, their wicked living. And they try to live a Christian life and they fail. Now I'm going to tell you why. And this is going to be kind of straight. They're frustrated in their sanctification because they are faking their salvation. Oh, I don't know if you got that or not. They're frustrated in sanctification because they're faking their salvation. And let me say this to you. They may not even know they're faking it. But they ought to know it because they're not producing good works. They ought to know they're not living a Christian life. They ought to know they're still hooked on sin. When God saves you, he delivers you from sin. Don't mean you won't ever sin, but I tell you, if you do sin, he'll chastise you. If you do sin, you'll know it.
Amen.
That's not preached enough in our Baptist churches. We've had people come and go in this church. I know some of them. I'm not their judge. I'm not mad at them. I'm not aggravated at them. They're not in church tonight. You'll see them on Facebook with bottles of beer behind them. You'll see them on Facebook dressed in some wicked dress. And then I've seen some of you quoting there. Oh, don't you look beautiful? They look like a harlot. They look like a drunk. What's beautiful about that? What's cool about that? That's just faking salvation. They're on their way to hell and don't even know it.
Bless you, preacher.
That's good
preacher.
Good preacher.
Let me tell you what. If God said we are his workmanship, we are his masterpiece, then that means he produces good works in us. And I know this is not preached very much. And I know some of you right now getting a little nervous. But I want you to know, when I repented of my sins, I had a change in my life. It don't mean I haven't sinned since then. I have. But I knew it. I knew it. Because I was chastised. I was told that. Don't tell me you can go every day cussing like a sailor. Don't tell me you can go every day drinking like a fish. Don't tell me you can go every day watching pornography in your little 17-inch thing that all you got to do is close it when your wife comes around. Something wrong. You're even so backslidden you don't know it. Most likely you're faking it. And you don't even know you're faking it. You're deceived. Good preaching. Boy, it's quiet in here. Y'all was really doing good with me this morning until I got on this. Somebody help me preach. See, when the Bible said in Acts 10 that Jesus went about doing good. I personally believe we're Christians. We ought to go about doing good. Somebody say amen. Amen. See, the price for our salvation is not works, Lewis, but the proof of our salvation is works. You want to know? You want to prove you're saved? Then you work for God. Well, I know this. When I got saved, that's what I wanted to do. There have been a few times I wanted to quit. Been a few times I was aggravated. A few times I got bitter. A few times I like to knock somebody in the head. But I want to tell you, once the Holy Ghost got back on me and chastened me, I got straightened up and started living for God the way I ought to. Am I preaching? Let me finish. Whew. I am. Woo. I am supremely determined. I have a supreme determination. Let me explain. How many's got that verse 10 with you? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and the good works. Y'all with me? Everybody say amen. Amen. Now notice this. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So first of all, there's a prior ordination. God said every person that receives me and gets supernatural salvation will then produce works and live for me. I shouldn't have to beat you over the head to pay your tithe. I shouldn't beat you over the head to come to church. I shouldn't have to beat you over the head to want to pass out a tract. Somebody help me preach. It ought to be instinctively in you that you want to do that. Then it's a pure operation. If he ordained it, it's pure. Somebody help me preach. It's a practical occupation. See, what God says, you're not saved by works. Nothing you can do. But once you're saved, I'll help you, and that'll be your occupation. And then it's a proven orchestration. We didn't do anything to save us. But you know what it's for? Here's what God's doing. He's painting you. And when he gets done, here's what the world's going to do. They're going to look at your Christian life and say, you know what? Those people that are watching you. How many believe people are watching you? Oh, they are. And I sure would rather them say, wow, than say, that's a Christian. I don't see nothing in that. One of my schoolmates called me here recently. He had heard, I guess, on Facebook I got hurt, and he was concerned. I hadn't heard from him for 40 years. He's now saved, probably near 50. He called me up, and he said, I want you to know something. I've been watching you ever since you got saved, and I am astonished at what God's done. And I want y'all to know something. I ain't done nothing. It's his work in me. Yeah, I'm a nothing. Lord God, I'm a mess most of the time. But there was something happened that was so real, so wonderful. God orchestrated it all. He had old Bill Lamont. He's back there with a face mask on, but I see you, buddy. Witness to me in the state road truck, and Bill ain't been saved very long, had you, Bill? Old Bill witnessed to me and said, I give him grief. I give him a hard time. I'm kind of ashamed of myself a little bit, and just a little bit. And one Wednesday night, he said, won't you just come to church? I got a guy named Jim Gannot that'll show you and talk to you and answer any question you have. And I think I blow Bill's mind. I said, well, I'll be there. Walked in the Pinch Baptist Church with a polka dot shirt. Had my marbles, making sure they were sticking about halfway out. A pocket full of gambling tickets. And I heard the gospel. And they had a prayer meeting. Here's what they done. This is wonderful. They had all the young'uns come and pray, and then all the old ones come and pray. And guess what? Guess who was the only one left? I didn't get mad. I didn't say, well, they just trying to embarrass me. And then I think it was Dewey Ledson, but I can't remember. Bill might remember. But one of them said, anybody else want to pray? Next thing I knew, I was up on my feet. Somebody help me preach. Walking down an aisle. Getting saved by the grace of God. And I want you to know, my life was transformed. And you know what God done? Took me through three little churches, pastors, with one intent. Every one of them. One of them was a bunch of older people that just showed me a bunch of love and kind of got me started. Then I pastored my second church, a bunch of devils used to go there. They split the church, and my first 2 weeks, they burnt the church down. Burned it to the ground. And you say, was you in the will of God? Yes, I was. We went over into an old stinky schoolhouse, had church, raised the money, built that church back in the spring, and God got the glory. Amen. Then I went to a little church in South Park. Kind of funny, Kim Winnington followed me in there. I was there 6 months. Three deacons from this church come up there, and they all knew what they were there for. They were coming. They came up there for my destiny. See, you're a part of my masterpiece. I got a painting full of you. You're all behind me, all praying for me, and we're all working together. I'll never forget that day. And you said, what happened? God orchestrated it all. And I want you to know something tonight. If you're here lost, don't get the cart before the horse. Don't think, well, I got to live a Christian life, and what if I fail? Brother Bill and I just dealt with an 87-year-old man, I believe he's 87, and Bill led him to Christ, who wanted to be saved, but he was afraid to be saved because he couldn't live it. Then the Holy Ghost showed him that you can't live it. You can't do anything. But here's what I guarantee you. You may have your ups and downs, but if you ask Christ in your life tonight, he'll do it for you. He'll live for you. He'll help you live it. How many believe that? Amen. Is this pretty good? You're going to heaven one day, buddy. And you're going to be up, because he said in the ages of to come, that he may show forth his grace. You're going to be a masterpiece of grace. I'm going to be up here a masterpiece of grace. Who would want me? Nobody would want me. Ain't nobody want you. But God did. Because God knew he'd produce something in your life. Amen. Somebody help me preach. Amen. Bow your head with me. I'm done. How many tonight realize you're saved, but you could do a lot better in your Christian life. And since you are finding out that God's working in you to make you a masterpiece, oughtn't that make you want to be closer to God? How many Christians tonight need to get closer to God? Raise your hand. It's all that. Would you do this? I know. Would you do this? Would you sip out of your seat, hit the invitation, and come and just pray and say, God, I want to get closer. And how many in this room are lost right now? You're lost. But tonight you know you can be saved, and you do believe Jesus died and was buried and rose again. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me? Preacher, I want to be saved. Just sip it out. Anybody? Stand with me. Christians are coming. Sinner man, you've been coming for weeks and months. Ought not have to convince you to come forward. You ought to just sip on up here. Let's take a Bible and show you. Our Father, thank you for your good word tonight. Lord, we're your masterpiece. I don't want to disappoint you. I know I am to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, help us tonight. Thank you for the sweet service. Thank you for the direction it went in. But there's folks here lost, been coming a lot. Lord, the devil's trying to get them to walk out lost again. But tonight, show them all they got to do is put their childlike faith in Christ, and you'll save them. In Jesus' name, amen.